8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tab Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Lots going on. Well, there's that little move that the United Way of Knox County is making into their new location out on Monmouth Boulevard. On top of that, there's other things happening as well. I know busy with that. Joining us, from the United Way, Lon Dunn and Haley Miller. Lon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Thanks for coming in with us. Haley, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
Well, so we're in the midst of the move. How are you starting? Are you getting settled or still lots of work to do at this point?
We're still doing lots of work to the interior. However, the exterior work is, is done, and we've got the outside all neatened up and everything. We thought we would invite folks out for an electronics recycling event on Friday.
Yeah, so this Friday, and this is something that happens annually, and you're thinking like, okay, you got the old desktop computer, doesn't work anymore, or you got a virus, whatever, or it's just old, doesn't work, or like, for instance, I know I have a tablet that won't charge anymore. It's like, what do you do with it? Probably not a good idea just to throw it in the trash, because these things have a lot of parts where there's some dangerous chemicals that can come out of them if they get put in the landfill.
Certainly. We don't want to be putting things in our landfills that could potentially be dangerous or could be recycled, because so many of our computers and electronics equipment contain various metals that can be, then put back into the supply stream and born again as a new electronic. So we have a partnership with Goodwill, and they will have their big truck out there on Friday. And one of the things I do want to assure people is when you're dropping off any sort of computer items, those hard drives are destroyed so that your data is not at risk. So that's something else that we like to let people know.
Yeah, you don't have the time to be getting into people's hard drives and seeing what you can find. you got other things to be doing.
Sure. Well, and it's also a part of Goodwill's job skills program that is one of our funded programs here for United Way, and our partnership with them extends beyond the electronics recycling. We fund them for job fairs that have been lately held virtually. However, as we get through the pandemic, we hope to be going back to in person. They also help with folks getting their resumes kind of honed up and ready to re-enter the workforce. They're doing forklift training and other things. So, so your donated electronics actually turn into dollars that support these programs.
And so it's 11 o'clock again Friday, or I'm sorry, time?
Noon to 5.
Noon to 5 on Friday. And we mentioned particularly computers, tablets, those type of things, but we were talking whatever. Cell phones, televisions.
No, we're not doing televisions.
No televisions, okay.
But
okay.
We do monitors.
Okay,
monitors,
so computer
are okay,
monitors,
but
okay.
Televisions, yeah, but we just survived big garbage day here
that's right.
So
that's right.
Folks may have electronics that they didn't put out, because they weren't sure if they would be taken, but those can come to us and be recycled.
So that is this Friday again, starting at noon at the United Way of Knox County, and find them on Monmouth Boulevard. What's the exact address?
1215 Monmouth Boulevard.
1215, where Gale Credit Union used to be.
Yes.
So easy to find. All right, so that's this Friday. But another really big event is coming up this weekend as well, as we just talked about, the Knox County Unified Command, the old Bergner's location at Sandberg Mall. It's Your Turn vaccine event, and we're hoping to get lots and lots of people at that. But because of that, expecting a lot of people, need some volunteers to help out. Let's hear about that.
Sure. We, our staff and volunteers have been going for a marathon over a year now. So we need some help to pull this event off at for the Unified Command. We need 492 volunteer slots filled.
Wow.
So 4 days. I'm going to actually pass this one off to Haley. She has all of the numbers.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's go.
So it's 4 days. Each day has 3 different time slots. You can sign up for either 6:30, 9:30, or 2:30 on the weekends, and 7:30, 11:30, 2:30. The weekdays, something like that. I might be wrong on the last shift.
So Saturday and Sunday, and then
Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. Yes. And then, so during those 3 shifts, we have 12 different job descriptions, which you can either be just cleaning or outside moving traffic, or we need vaccinators as well. So the if you have medical background, we definitely need you. But if you don't, we also need you. We have 12 different job descriptions, and in each shift there are 41 different volunteer opportunities, and so 123 volunteers per day, 492 in total.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a lot of help needed, obviously. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, because we were just assuming this is going to be a really, really big event and lots of people are going to come. And so for people like Tyler, you just like to stab somebody, you can do it legally now.
I'm into that.
You have to have credentials for that.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, sorry. Right. On second thought. No, but lots of different things you can do that you're eligible to do and mm-hmm. different ways to help out. So if somebody wants to help out and get signed up, what do they need
Absolutely.
To do?
Absolutely. They will go to volunteerknoxwarren.com. And once you sign up for an account on there, you can either sign up through your Facebook account or just put in your email address. There is a big box that says volunteers needed for COVID-19 vaccine event. And you click on that and it'll pull up all of your different options.
Okay. So, yeah. And this, honestly, you know, all the agencies, all the United Way agencies greatly depend on volunteers. And this is just kind of another thing on top of that.
Certainly, you know, the generous giving in Galesburg and Knox County, you know, extends to people giving their time, and we really depend on that. And, you know, the one thing we can't emphasize enough is that I realize people probably see this as a need for skilled volunteers, but we need all skill sets, not just medical related, you know, observers, people who have data entry skills, who can do intakes on, you know, basic computer skills. Just, you know, it's going to take all of us, all hands on deck, you know, to get through this. But, you know, this is the home stretch. So it's an opportunity for the community to come together and, you know, get the vaccine distributed so that we can get back to the more fun things that we like to do.
Lon Dunn, Haley Miller, United Way of Knox County, joining us here this morning. The electronics recycling event coming up on Friday at the United Way office on Monmouth Boulevard starting at noon. And then, of course, the big event, the mass vaccination. It's your turn. That's what we're calling it because there you go. People, a lot of people have already gotten it. Now it's turn for pretty much everybody else. And whether you live here in Galesburg or Knox County, and this is actually even open to people outside the area if they so choose. So spread the word, I guess.
Yes, you know, register and sign up to be a volunteer to get your vaccine. You know, you can kind of, and then we'll be back around in June for the second dose, and we'll be needing help again then. So those details will follow once we know what the volunteer needs are for the second round.
492, is that the number again?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of help needed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's on top of the people that are there actually working it on top
yes.
of that anyway.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So it's going to be a busy several days. I know we'll be out there Saturday morning. We'll be out there again, I think, Tuesday morning from, what, 8 to 9? Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Going to be out there as well during the event, doing part of the show out there. So, yeah, hoping to see thousands of people, I guess, is what we're looking for. And
yeah.
A minimum 492 volunteers.
Absolutely.
So what's the website again, Haley?
So it is from
Volunteer Knox Warren.
Yep.
.com.
Okay, got it. VolunteerKnoxWarren.com, and that's where you get signed up if you would like to volunteer. I guess
yep.
they'll let you know what hours or days they're able
yep,
to work.
Yep. And you can always volunteer multiple shifts. So
yes.
it
yes.
could be less than 492. That's just if every single person only did one shift.
Right.
And
right,
you can find all this information on our Facebook page with the link as well.
Yeah, and they'll have the info on what kind of jobs are available
yep.
for you
yep.
and
Certainly. Want to give a shout out to the health department and Unified Command and both hospitals. They've you know kind of been trying to fill the slots you know ahead of time, but you know, but we do need help from the public as well.
Yeah, and you know we're really fortunate here, and we've talked. Of course, we have Randy Hovind and Michelle Gabriel on each Friday morning talking about the vaccines, and we're really fortunate here between you know the health department, the two hospitals, the pharmacies, and now we're adding Kehoe Eye Care is going to be another place where you can get vaccinated. I mean, just there's so many places that it's available. I mean, there are some counties that don't, or communities that don't have the advantages we have of being able to get this taken care of.
Certainly. You know, that's, you know, speaks again to the generous nature of our area.
Absolutely. So, again, the event, It's Your Turn Vaccination Clinic starting on Saturday morning at the Unified Command Center. It's the old Bergner's location out at Sandberg Mall. Goes Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And volunteers greatly would be appreciated.
Yes, yes, by all means.
Absolutely. Anything else going on or coming up that we need to know about?
Just one quick add to the electronics
sure.
recycling. We're going to have the grill out and some tailgating
oh, yeah.
games.
Yeah.
And, you know, so even if you want to, you know, come and hang out with us, socially distanced, of course. But,
yeah.
We are, you know, glad to welcome you.
Mm-hmm.
That time of year, nothing tastes better than grilled food, right?
Absolutely.
Especially after the winter we had and everything else has gone on, right?
Yeah. It'll be nice to get back to some level of normal.
So. Absolutely. All right. Lon Dunn, Haley Miller, United Way of Knox County. Guys, thanks so much for coming. I always appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.